The Bert Show.
Good morning, Q100.
Hey, I just wanted to know if you ever got around to reading that paper that you got from the restaurant.
I think it's time. Let's go ahead and do this.
Yes.
Thank you for the reminder.
Landmark.
All right, bye.
Thank you.
I'm excited about this.
Okay. I really am so torn about this whole thing. I really am. Landmark Diner, man, and I just feel the need to say this every time I talk about them because they really did establish for me for years. That was my go-to late-night eating place, the one in Buckhead. Apparently, there are some all over. They have them all over the
really?
Place. Yeah, I didn't know that. So, I'd go out on a night on a drink in Midtown or what have you, get the taxi, take it on over to Landmark Diner, get some of their mozzarella stick. Wendy and I met there one night.
Everything about it's perfect for you because you go out in Buckhead so much and you live in Sandy Springs. So those neon lights are almost like a beacon welcoming you home.
It's like a fly to one of those lanterns.
Yes.
Boom, like you're right on it.
Well, guess what? That lantern just turned into one of those bug zapper lights.
So I have been eating there for years and years and years, right?
It's where the stars meet at night.
That's what the sign says. I've never been there sober, to be totally honest with you. Stacy and I went there again a couple of weeks ago. We got our wine on pretty good. We ended up over at Landmark Diner. And in all honesty, the server there that we had just hadn't bathed since about 1986, I think. I mean, it was so bad. Like, we couldn't eat bad. Like, the stank hovered over the table.
Ew.
While Stacy and I, it was almost laughable. Because we just couldn't get the stank away. Like, he was reaching over to give us our food.
Keep
the elbow into the ribs, bruh. Eesh. It was that bad.
That's so offensive.
Let it go because it's our place, you know? And then a couple of weeks later, Stacy and our Burt's Big Adventure coordinator, Amy, ended back over there getting some pickup. And they drive back to the house, and Amy is eating some apple pie. And she feels something in her mouth, and it's crunchy. And she pulls this thing out of her mouth, and it was a jagged fingernail.
Just a couple of thoughts. Did anyone actually look at her fingernails immediately following that incident?
Oh, my God.
Why, you think that she bit off her own fingernails?
Possibly.
It was a jagged, so she ripped off her nail and spit it into
Have you ever been really hungry?
Not that hungry.
You tear off your own fingernail?
That hungry.
And ever since I told that story, I have been Facebook. Somebody posted last night something that happened over at Landmark Diner also where there was mold on the bread. And there's another one about a Band-Aid and stuff. So I sort of put the story away just knowing I'm never going to go to Landmark Diner again. Then Friday, I go and I get my mail here. And there are two pieces of mail. They're pretty thick from Landmark Diner.
Well, you're missing the bet part. You ate Landmark Diner.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Which is the reason why we started talking about it again,
right? Because when Tennessee and Georgia played, Bert and I usually make a bet every year. And so the bet was that if Georgia lost that game, that Bert would have to eat a meal that I ordered him from Landmark Diner. And so Tennessee did win that game. And so that Monday morning, we brought Landmark Diner in and Bert ate it.
And it was good.
But it brought up Landmark Diner over and over and over again, so I'm sure they weren't happy there. So I get these two pieces of mail.
Okay.
They're pretty thick.
Big, thick envelopes.
They mailed
hand-delivered?
That is
thick, right?
Were they hand-delivered?
Yeah, they must have been because there's no postage on it. I didn't realize that.
I knew I smelled someone in the lobby.
And I didn't even realize, honestly, that it was from Landmark Diner. It was just an envelope, a thick envelope that I opened up, right?
Right.
And I opened it up, and the very
Landmark Diner
headline on it in big black and white letters is Landmark Diner. So I start to read it, then I stop. And I'm starting to think, okay, for theater here, it would be
just so you know, that's your superpower. The fact that you can hold something with such information in your hand and ignore it.
Yeah.
God, you're good at that.
That really, truly is a superpower.
I've watched Bert delete unopened emails forever. They're gone.
Because when you do that, you give the other person power.
information that you can have.
I don't want it. If it can hurt me, why would I read it?
Because it's there.
This is a different kind of power. I was strictly thinking radio theater in this case.
But the good thing about that is that the top of the page is the logo of Landmark Diner instead of it, you know, from Fulton County, you know, magistrate court. Or you know what I'm saying? Like, it didn't look like a legal lawsuit-y kind of thing.
So I didn't read it. The only thing that I would like for Jeff to do is just read, like, the last line or two just
to make sure,
making
it says,
sure it doesn't say "Do not read
my attorney."
This.
Thank you for not reading this on the air.
And then I'll read it for the very first time. Now this could contain. It could be anything. Mm-hmm. It could be, Bert, you're an SOB. I can't believe you would say that. It could have hell scores in there. It could be, sorry, we just changed management. It could be anything.
I read one line in there that indicates you're fine.
Oh yeah.
Yep. Read it away. Read away.
Dear Bert, my name. When you say fine, that means that we can read it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Dear Bert, my name is Nick Lambro, and I am one of the partners in the Landmark Diner Group here in Atlanta. I operate the downtown location at the corner of Lucky and Forsyth Streets across from the Rialto Theater. I'm writing this letter based on what was said on your show between the 9th and 12th and 15th and 17th and 19th about our establishment. I have to ask, capital letters, WTF, Bert.
Oh.
Exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point, question mark.
Uh-oh.
Now, Bert, you said you had been a customer of ours for over 8 years. In all that time, how many truly bad experiences have you encountered as opposed to good ones? Being in the restaurant business for most of my life, I understand some people hold a high standard to any place they eat. Others expect more from an elegant white tablecloth establishment like Hal's at 8 p.m. on Friday and less perhaps from a drive-thru at 3 a.m. You give me the impression that you are the type of guy who knows the difference and understands it, but also seem to be the kind of DJ I'd like to sit down with and have a beer with. I'm not exactly sure what that paragraph means.
I think he's saying that it's a casual place or a place you would go to have a beer with a DJ like you, Mr. WTF.
But what is he saying? That the standards at like a Hal's that has white tablecloths should be set higher than a place like Landmark Diner?
I think he's saying it's a more casual environment, more casual dining experience. It's
bizarre.
It doesn't seem to be arguing a very good case for a Landmark Diner.
It makes sense. I would keep reading it. I think he's just saying,
lower my standards when I go to a place like Landmark.
Probably
Diner.
Not of cleanliness, but of ambiance.
Yeah. Okay. I've never had a problem with the ambiance there. That's for sure. At my downtown location, one I have not heard any comments about. Honestly, I didn't even know they had a downtown location. That would have saved me a trip. We strive to provide a quality product at a reasonable price, but we are not without some mistakes from time to time. Everyone makes mistakes, and every restaurant does too. As far as a funky linger, I don't know. Maybe your server had some garlic and onion chili cheese dogs that day, and by accident, a silent but deadly slipped out and hung around for a minute. Could that be a possibility? Nope. That was body odor. I could give you a series of logical possibilities for all the on-air comments made the other day, but you don't seem to be the kind of guy who would throw an 8-year relationship, of which I'm sure you have fond memories, and maybe some you probably can't remember, down the drain due to some broken wind once. Is it because you were with your wife? Was it, what if it was 4 a.m. and you were with your buddies? What score would the gas get on a scale from 1 to 10? Trust me, I understand, sir. Let me say, that wasn't gas, by the way, that we're talking about. That was.
I'm just shocked that an owner of a restaurant was talking about his waiters passing gas.
But, yeah. Hey, apologies, my waiter farted.
The bottom line is you have absolutely nothing to worry about when dining with us in the future.
So he's.
We have never tampered with anyone's food and never plan to do so. Over almost a decade, you have experienced lots of laughs, good food, and great times in our restaurant. Thanks to great people like you, The Bert Show, as well as all of our customers supporting us over the years, we've been fortunate to open 3 other locations in town. We'd like to think of these new locations as your nieces and nephews that are waiting for you to come and visit your extended family. One thing I learned while growing up in my family's New Jersey diners is whether high or low, you should always be able to rely on your family to do the right thing in the end. You should never go against them. There's only a couple paragraphs left here. Thank you for taking the time to read my letter, which may perhaps give us here at the Landmark Diner a chance to respond to what was said. My goal is to straighten out any mistakes or confusion and to resolve whatever situation that may have occurred. Included in this letter are some gift certificates, which I encourage you to use in visiting all of our locations, as well as my card with my cell number. Please do not give my number out on the air. Call anytime if you may have a compliment or a complaint or just need a restaurateur's point of view. Sincerely, Nikolaus Lambro, owner, partner, and Bert Show listener. There you have it.
Okay.
Okay, that was the first envelope. And I'm assuming the second envelope, because it's just really, really thick, are more gift certificates.
From the Fulton County.
This is the one that says, oh, yeah, P.S. Don't read the letter on the air.
Yeah.
No, it's the exact same letter with more gift certificates in it.
Hmm.
So I don't know.
I think it wasn't. I appreciate them for responding. I think it wasn't.
Yeah.
I don't think it addressed all of the issues, but that is can always be expected when people listen to stuff on the radio. You know, nobody ever gets, if you hear something secondhand about something we did on the Bird Show, I guarantee you did it wrong. You heard it wrong.
And it's always way worse when it gets back to you. Although,
a nail in an apple pie, that's pretty bad stuff.
Yeah.
So, I don't think it was the most professional letter, but I think it was a response, which is...
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want...
And it was a cordial response.
Yeah. And it was, we would like to maintain the relationship.
Yeah.
The only part that bothers me is that second paragraph where I'm still a little confused, where it almost sounds like he's saying, set your standards a little lower when you're in a place like ours.
Because I think my interpretation of that, I don't think that was the smartest thing for him to write, but my interpretation of that is... because he may not have heard it firsthand or only caught the second half of it or something like that. My interpretation of that is that maybe he thought you were complaining about the whole experience at the Landmark Diner. The service took too long or the people around you were loud or anything like that. That's going to be a different experience than you get
right
going to a canoe for an anniversary dinner. You know what I mean?
One fingernail in a meal is probably going to...
Well, you notice
That's a game changer for me.
He didn't address that at all. Mm-mm. So my guess is he didn't even hear that
part. Well, he did a little bit because he says from time to time mistakes happen. Hey, Tracy, good morning. You're on
Q100. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say, first of all, I totally agree with Jeff. It really wasn't the most professional letter. I mean, you don't start a letter, especially to a radio DJ that has a great listenership, with saying WTF in the first paragraph.
I thought that was actually pretty funny.
That's probably on par with us.
Well, yeah. But the two things that I just want to point out is I can't believe that, like, Mr. What's-His restaurant report card over at CVS hasn't gone down there. I mean, let's get the health inspector down there. And then the other thing that's really interesting, I'm actually just reading this book about, like, it's called Your Call Is Not That Important to Us, talking totally about customer service. And it's so funny that he didn't address the other things, because the whole book talks about, A, how customer service is getting bad, but, two, how, you know, if somebody likes something, they'll tell, like, you know, four people. If they have a bad experience, they will tell anybody and everybody. And in this day and age of Facebook and Twitter and all this stuff, I mean, it goes viral so quickly. And so I find it very interesting that he, like you said, he didn't address the fingernail, which to me is the biggest issue. I mean, that.
But he may not have. Did you ever call him? Did you call the restaurant ever that after that happened to tell them that it happened?
No, I was just going to let it go. And then Adam came in and it sparked my memory.
Right. He may not know that. I don't think that's fair to do that, because if he was only listening on day one, you know, on the first day of the executions, then he may not have known about the nail.
And the Buckhead story isn't even his.
Right.
You know what I mean? I mean, is he part owner or was he a manager?
It says
part owner.
Part owner. Mm-hmm. But he works primarily at the downtown.
Owner, partner, Bird Show listener.
Okay. Because you made a reference about the downtown restaurant.
I won't get to Bird Show Melissa's call, but she wanted to know if it was hand-delivered to my house. No, it was here at the station.
That'd be freaky
that
if it showed up at your house.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just want to say, do you have a minute? Because there's so much here. First of all, I'm serious. I've been in the business 30 years in various positions, including management. Mm-hmm. And this has got to be one of the most creatively WTF letters you've ever gotten. So... okay, first of all, is it on? If it's on, I've got some things we can do.
Huh?
Somebody should send an intern down to his location, find out what the health score is. Two, I have met Adam, waited on him. I've dealt with him.
Adam
He's a
Murphy.
Great guy, Adam Murphy. You can call the health department, that's what it's there for, and report certain incidences. They will send someone practically immediately down to investigate. So they will do a spot inspection on the original Landmark Diner, but you need to find the health score out of the diner in which is in question downtown. It's not cheating.
Well, yeah, it's
I
not
just
even
think that that's not really the tone necessarily that we need to take in this situation.
Yeah.
I mean,
I think you're taking it too seriously right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the letter's quirky and, you know.
Yes, quirky
maybe,
is a good word for
maybe
it.
Maybe slightly unprofessional, but at the same time, it's cordial, it's nice. He says, come back anytime, uh-huh. whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know. We've already said the violations that they've had, you know, that you've had experiences with. Let the health department go out there and test them and then have Adam Murphy come back on and report what the score is, score, because the official score could be 100.
I just wish the defense on that second paragraph was stronger than it is in here. You know?
But he's not
even addressing it.
But he doesn't. He may not know it.
I have a hard time believing that.
I feel like we're being unfair to this guy because it came up on the radio. Who knows what he heard?
Yeah.
You never called the store. It's from a different location. I actually am pretty proud of him for handling it head on.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I can't agree with that.
Like,
hey, Jennifer.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. The letter just kind of shocked me a little bit because I'm an owner of a small business. And, I mean, I've made mistakes before. Everybody makes mistakes, like you said in the letter. But there was no accountability. He never apologized. You know, and said, hey, come back in, give us a second try. You know, I'm sorry that you had such a bad experience with that waiter. I've addressed it with my staff. You know, we've made a lot of improvements based on what you said on air. You know, I think that would, I've never been to Landmark Diner and I've never heard of it, but I think if he addressed it that way and said that, yes, things may have been bad, but now we really addressed them and made them better, I think I would be more likely to go. But now I'm still not convinced.
Yeah, we strive to provide a quality product at a reasonable price, but we are not with some mistakes from time to time. That's as close as we get to them addressing it. One more and then we'll move on. Good morning, Shannon. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I'm a general manager, and I've managed places where the meal has been $5, and I've managed places where the meal is $40. There should be no difference in standard as far as health is concerned, as far as quality is concerned. You're still a paying customer, and no matter what, the quality and the health should always be the same. I'm sorry. He's condoning the behavior, and I'm getting so irritated with the lack of customer service nowadays and not looking into what happened and apologizing for what happened.
Well, I do want to
be condoning the behavior.
I do want to give credit for him, you know, because I agree with Jeff. At least he wrote and gave you gift certificates, said to come back in. So I do think there was an effort there. I'd be more offended if there was no response whatsoever, and it's like just stupid DJs, and who cares? You know what I mean?
It was
so
almost too casual.
I do want to give him credit for that. Yes, yeah. I mean, it could have been more professional, and he could have looked into it before he wrote, but I don't want to, not give him credit for
He's responding to something that, quite honestly, was pretty unprofessional, too, like not calling the restaurant before bringing it up on the air. That's kind of...
Not really. I mean, how many times in any given day will we talk about experiences that we have on the air? I mean, it wasn't going to change anything.
Yeah, but I think we've done a pretty good job of burying them for two experiences that you had compared to all the great meals that you've had there.
I think you're sticking up for this guy because you're a restaurant owner.
Absolutely, I am.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't think
you lack credibility in this area because you're not looking at it through objective eyes.
I think I'm looking at it that when it first came up, it was a crazy story. And when it second came up, it was two crazy stories and it was gross and I accepted it. But now I feel like this guy has extended a hand and said whatever. And, you know, he may not. We don't know how much of the story this guy who wrote the letter knows.
And it says Birch Show listener in it. So I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean,
I mean, again, if you and I were talking and this experience happened to you, I would pass that story on to somebody else.
Which is fine.
Right.
But I just feel like we've really buried this restaurant and we're not giving him credit for at least extending a hand.
Which he's done.
Right.
I don't know if it was a very professional hand, but it was a hand nonetheless. So that at least we can say that.
Something he reached out and said,
okay,
hey, come
I'm
back
good.
In.
Got it.
The Burt Show.